Well, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Kristen Phillips Hill, and today I am so very excited to sit down with my friend, my colleague, and my new neighbor, Senator Dawn Kiefer. We have worked together for years in the legislature, and now, as she steps into her new role as the state senator for the 31st District, we're going to discuss our shared goals for York County and how we can collaborate for the best possible service for our constituents. Senator Kiefer, thank you for being here today.
I'm excited to get to work here.
Well, we're excited for you to get to work too. You have been an incredibly strong advocate for government accountability, for economic growth, and protecting individual freedoms. So as you transition from being a House member to being a member of the state Senate, what are some of the accomplishments that you're most proud of that you're going to be able to build on here in the Senate?
Well, I kind of evolved into this fiscal accountability and then government transparency. As I was asking questions as a member, I would dig into an issue and then I would learn about it. And then I'd ask my colleagues, hey, do you know this part or that part? And then more people would get interested. And so those are some of the things that I was able to do in the House. I was able to build a team around that of colleagues that were interested in the same thing. And we were able to move the needle a little bit there. I will say a lot of those colleagues I worked with were York County colleagues, because it's what we do. We are workhorses. And so that is something I've carried with me. I want limited government. So that means not growing anything. That means, you know, being accountable for the dollars that we spend, because when we spend more money, that calls for growing government. And so those are things I've been a watchdog on, and that's what I plan to continue to do here in the Senate.
Just listening to you speak, it reminds me of that 2017 budget, where we spent an entire summer just digging through all of the accounts.
Yes.
And those state treasury accounts, the 999 and the 998, digging really deep down into the weeds and just remembering, you know, you had some really great ideas.
Right.
And I remember people saying, this is crazy. Why would we do this? We can't get behind this. And then just a few years later, watching people adopt those very ideas that they had said,
oh, we can't do that. Can't touch
We've
that money.
We've never done it that way in Harrisburg.
Yes. So and I recall as I was trying to get some traction on that being pulled aside and just saying, you know, those are not helpful questions. You know, we're trying to get a budget done here, and you're asking a lot of unhelpful questions. And I thought, well, I must be over the mark. And we worked with Seth Grove, right? And I always said he sleeps with that budget book under his head. So he was a great mentor, and he would say, oh, this information's over here, this information's over there. So many little tunnels that we had into the treasurer's office and different agencies that were working with us, they were happy to give us the intel and those numbers. And colleagues who have been there for 20 years saying to me, I never knew that.
I very vividly remember that, sitting in a conference room. I think it's retired now, Representative Mike Tobash. We were in his conference room. And it was shocking.
You're right, right.
It was absolutely shocking. But that's what we're here for. We're here to be the guardians of those tax dollars. And you and I have worked closely on a large number of initiatives in York County. And from budgeting to what our constituents need for us to do. So now that you're here in the Senate, what are some of your biggest priorities for our communities moving forward?
So I love Pennsylvania. I love York County. And I want my children to stay in Pennsylvania. And I can't see why they wouldn't in my eyes, right? We are ripe with opportunity. We're centrally located. We can be on anywhere and in a short amount of time, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, New York, Baltimore, DC, in all of those, in under 3 hours, we can get there, right? And then we have so many academic institutions. We have from schools to healthcare we have a great gig. And then it's York County. I love York County. So how do I get my kids to stay here? Well, the opportunities and the jobs they want are elsewhere. Why aren't they here in Pennsylvania, right? So I want to make sure that those opportunities are here for my children. We have everything we need to succeed, and government is the obstacle, which just outrages me. We can do things. We're York County. We make things, we do things, we get things to happen. We're workhorses.
At every pivotal moment, it's been York County. from the Revolutionary War,
right,
to the Civil War, to World War II with the York Plan. Right. You are absolutely correct.
So we do that. That's what we do in York County. I don't need the government there to direct it or to guide me or to give subsidies. So tax credits, giving them to some businesses to lure them in, at what? That's at my expense. So I am as a small business owner, right? You're taking money from me, giving it to my competitor, and then they're competing against me. We have to just level that playing field, centralize the tax base, lower it, right? Make it fair for everybody so we all can compete equally.
I agree with you. There's a building that's now in your district, and it's the York Narrows Fabric Company. The Kinsley Engineering Center at York College is now in that building. The irony is that the very red tape that used to bind the federal government's regulations, that's where the whole red tape
came from,
made right there in York County. You joined me when you were a House member. If we get the fundamentals right here in the Commonwealth, if we get the tax structure right, the regulatory environment right, the permitting system right, and I've heard you stand on all of those issues, on the right side of all of those issues, time and time again.
Right. That regulatory reform has been something that I have, that's what drove me here, was the regulatory reform. So that's was my impetus of running in the House. I'm carrying that with me in the Senate, and I have that Reins Act that I'll continue to champion until we get it across the finish line. But it's just saying any regulation that has $1 million impact, state or privately, and I have the IFO determine that $1 million has to go through the General Assembly on a concurrent resolution so that I, the person that you elected to represent you, I'm accountable for those rules, right? I'm the one that you can come back to and say, you know what, Senator Kiefer, I didn't like X, Y, Z, and you can go, voice that against me at the ballot box if you so choose, but we should not keep punting to these ABC entities to make all these rules that act like law where our constituents have no voice. So this would just, that's one area, if we could just get that through so we could stop all of these these senseless rules, I would be excited.
I completely agree with you. I always loved, we'll laugh sometimes, Representative Klunk, and she'll say, oh, that's the York County 1-2 punch. I have the bill that would clean up those old regulations, over 164,000 regulations that are just clogging the books. Some of them are old, some of them are outdated, some of them are overly burdensome. Clean them up and then put the Reins Act into effect and then make sure that they don't wind up being as messy as they are now.
Right, have some accountability and stop punting. So that's the other thing. We write these broad laws, right? And then we punt to the executive to let them figure out all the details. That way we can say, well, I didn't do that. That's that bad DEP or that's that bad, Department of Health, right? I didn't do it. Well, I didn't do my job in writing that out, spelling that out in law so that I was accountable or we are accountable as the actual lawmakers.
Wow, and you have seen this on so many levels. So you've seen it as a legislator. You have seen it as a small business owner. You own a small business. Your husband has a small business. Many of your family members are in that small business space. They are the backbone of our economy. That is not a platitude. That is the truth. So you've talked about the Reins Act. What are some of your other ideas on how we can continue to support those small businesses and make it easier for them to thrive right here? Because every big business that we have, Shipley Energy, York International, Rutter's, all of those big businesses in York County, they were little businesses. You've got to start someplace, right?
And a lot of our little businesses still feed those big businesses, right? They have businesses that supply those big businesses. But the small businesses, right, we continue to get overlooked, right, because we're not having as big of a financial impact. So we focus on the big businesses and giving them tax credits and incentives and having them come here and compete against us as small business owners. So we have to stop that. If we had a fair and level tax system, right, we started to work on the corporate net income tax, right, and the gross receipts tax. If we could level that, make it fair for everybody, right, everybody wouldn't be so cutthroat and trying to get that extra edge over the other. I mean, that way we could actually compete. But it's this false narrative that we have set up there, and this kind of, we've just gotten into the snowball effect. Well, the state does it, that state does it. We all have to offer these tax credits or these incentives to have companies come to Pennsylvania. You wouldn't have to if we had a streamlined path to permit, which we started to do. You started to work on that, getting that speed in there. So the permitting, the regulatory, that it's not so difficult to do business in Pennsylvania. The reason we have so many small businesses is they've already navigated this gauntlet, and it's hard, and some of them just say, this is what I know, and I'm here, and my family's here, so I'm staying. But if you're looking to start a new business, you're not choosing Pennsylvania. It's not, we don't make it easy for them to do, from all the licensing and the permitting that's in there, in on top of just trying to run your business. We don't make it easy for Pennsylvania.
No, and you're absolutely correct. You're a mom of three. I'm a mom of three. We want them here. I lost one, which means my two grandbabies are over 3 hours away in another state. And you're absolutely right. York County is home to really highly skilled workers, hardworking families, fantastic entrepreneurial spirit, a wonderful small business community, a lot of vibrant communities. And we really have to key in on those policies that will strengthen our communities.
Right, absolutely. Because we're not doing that right now. And we are self-sufficient. So, you know, most of our businesses that are there. So we, last year in the House, they had a bill that was going to assess prevailing wage to anything that's custom manufactured for a public project. And my head almost blew off when I saw that. I looked at that and I thought, do you know what that would do to York County? From the small mom and pop shop that's in their garage or their basement to the great big manufacturers. One thing we do in York County is we manufacture, right? We can build it, we can fabricate it, we can design it. We do it all in York County. That is such a driving economic force. And now you're going to say, you have to pay prevailing wage. You're going to kind of guesstimate what products, what screw, what bolt, what little fastener, right? Is that going to be utilized for a public project? And now I have to pay all those employees a prevailing wage. I said, that would decimate our economy. What is the end goal here? You've got a solution to a problem we don't have. And so that was, I always said, that's my shale. I said, this is my shale. So if this goes down, right, I'm going down with the ship, but I'm taking everybody with me on that one.
Well, and you are absolutely right. Trying to figure that out mathematically in your head, when you have a small tool and die business that has multiple contracts, and to be efficient, you're trying to get as much done at one time as you can. How much of that's going to go to the government project and how much of that's going to go to the private sector project? Accounting nightmare, absolute accounting nightmare.
And then they get tied up in that. So, you know, we had this, some kind of revenue enhancement rule that we had. So they would go through your records, revenue would, right, to say, I don't think you quite paid everything, or I don't think I have all your receipts. And so it's not, we have a pretty arduous taxing system in Pennsylvania as it is. And now you're going to give revenue more power to come through and assess. I had people bring in boxes of receipts they were trying to go through. Could you imagine if they added this on top of it? What records they would be requiring these businesses to produce to comply with the state? And honestly, that's how I got here. My husband and I, with his small business, I had a small business, but nothing like with his and the regulatory and compliance side of things. Once a week, we'd be sitting down and I'd say, hey, did you file this form? Did you get this in? You know, this paperwork isn't right. And we'd be arguing. I thought, it should not be this difficult, right? You know how much time we spend just on compliance. You can't bill for that, right? How are you billing for compliance? I mean, you have to try to build it into your rates. But then, you know, at some point, your product can only be so expensive.
Absolutely. Before you're just priced out of the market.
Right.
And so you are absolutely correct. In York County, we make things. And it is just unbelievable. The breadth and the depth of our manufacturing sector. Everything from potato chips and pretzels to motorcycles, to components that are used on the subway in New York City, to air conditioners. You name it, we make it in York County.
I got the company, and it's just very unassuming. You never know they were there, but they build a custom CNC machine that fabricates the actual frame of the Teslas in Dillsburg, Pennsylvania.
Who knew?
Right. So they build these custom CNC machines that are enormous in their need, and the jobs that they generate from that those products is enormous. It's enormous, and it sustains a lot of families. So, and that's what keeps families here. So that's what I'm trying to do. Let's get government out of the way for those business to prosper.
And you hit on, I think, something that we can get mired in the details and talk about the tax code and the regulatory structure. But I think what it all really comes back to is people, families. Those are maximum wage jobs, and those families thrive, and they can have a wonderful life for their kids, live in a nice house, take a family vacation, contribute back into the economy. And that's really why it's so important. It's those people.
Right, and they love what they do.
Yeah.
They love what they do.
Yeah.
So I asked this company, I said, how do you keep your employees? Because everybody needs employees. When you're talking about machinists and you're talking about electrical engineering.
Skilled employees.
Right? So how are you keeping those? And he said, well, when somebody tries to spin off and start their own business, he goes, we support them and we let them do that in-house. And so then we contract their services from them, right? So we want to see them thrive, but we also realize we need that skilled labor here. So he said, we've been very innovative on how we're addressing that. Now, you know, I'm sure the state would come in and say, well, you know, how are you doing it? Oh, do you have this set up this way? Is this structured that right? So just keeping the state out of it and allowing these businesses to be flexible and to respond to the market is what we need to let them do.
Incubate, create more jobs. I love it. So I think that one of the things I've always really enjoyed about serving in public office is being able to work with dedicated colleagues like yourself to get things done. How do you see us working together to address the needs of York County?
Well, I'm excited about it because, you know, somebody that works as hard as I do and is as passionate as I do. So I think York County hasn't seen this kind of representation, like concentrated representation, in I don't know how long, honestly. But I'm very excited about it. I just think we're all like a family here, our York delegation. In fact, I have heard it many times. People come up to us and say, you know, we all get paid the same because we're all such workhorses and just driving all the time to fix things or make things better. All of our colleagues from York County, it's just kind of what we do. So when I had an issue and I felt like we couldn't get traction in the House, how many times did I reach out to you and say, Senator, here's what's going on.
Sometimes they were panicked text messages.
Yes, some of those were like, you've got to stop this over there, or you've got to get this moving over there.
Right.
And I think that's what's so great is having that relationship to make sure that, hey, our county's represented well, right? You can trust that we are driving these issues that are most important to you because we're out there with the community. We know we're in touch. We know and understand what's going on in York County, and we're up here. We're their champions up here.
I think one of the things that I appreciate the most is that we have a delegation that's focused on ensuring that the views and the values of the people that we represent are well reflected in this Capitol. I've seen that in your service as a state House member. I know that you will continue to carry that perspective on legislating here to the Senate, and it's going to be wonderful. So I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you, Senator Kiefer. It has been great to talk with you today. I know I can say this. I think we are both deeply committed to ensuring that York County continues to thrive, and I look forward to working alongside you in our Senate. So before we wrap it up, where can people go to stay updated on your work? Things have changed, right? You left the House, so all those accounts kind of went dark, and now you're over here. You've got new ways to be contacted.
So senatorkiefer.com. So I have I have my website. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. It's the X now, right?
It's the X, yes.
And we're still getting everything up and running, but that it is out there. So I have my newsletter, so you can always sign up for my newsletter on my website to keep up to date, and that's going to continue to build. We'll build upon that. I know a lot of people have been reaching out to me saying, I got your House one, and how do I get your Senate newsletter? So you can sign up for that on my website if you're not getting it all already. And you know, we're going to be building upon that. So I'm green. I'm still learning how to walk here in the Senate. It's you would think it's the same, right? Because it's the legislative branch, but they are two different bodies. So I'm just still cutting my teeth and figuring out how to.
Well, I think you're going to do a great job. As effective as you were in the state House, I think you will have an opportunity to do even more great work here in the Senate.
So I'm excited. It's a little bit bigger of a voice because you have a smaller number of legislators here, so I am excited.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again. Today's guest was Senator Dawn Kiefer, and thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to visit my website at senatorkristen.com. This is Kristen Phillips-Hill signing off, and we will look forward to talking to you soon.